Bernard Powell's addiction to drugs and alcohol began at 16. Eventually, he lost his wife and job and ended up on the street. Powell, who then went through a recovery program offered in Louisville, has been clean for 13 years. Speaking at a rally at the state capitol, he held himself up as an example of what's possible.
From begging for change on the corner, being here today, it just shows you that the program of a recovery works.
With such success stories in mind, the governor wants to spend close to $8 million on a drug treatment program covered by Medicaid. Currently, teenagers, pregnant women, and the mothers of newborn infants can access such treatment programs. Under the governor's proposal, outpatient treatment would be expanded to every adult who qualifies for Medicaid. While many professionals prefer inpatient treatment programs, where the patient lives at a rehabilitation facility, mental health advocate Sheila Schuster says the proposal would be an important step forward.
Obviously, if it were residential only, we're probably dealing with maybe only 20% of that number. So the idea would be, once treatment is available, maybe we can get people to come into treatment and start in a recovery program earlier on in their illness.
The program, as designed, would serve about 5,800 Medicaid patients. Coincidentally, with the state releasing nonviolent offenders from its prisons, there is demand for drug treatment programs. Instead of jail time, many must now undergo treatment for substance abuse. Louisville Senator Julie Denton, who chairs the Senate's Health and Welfare Committee, says funding these programs should keep more addicts out of prison.
If you can get them the help they need, maybe they're not going to end up in the justice system. Maybe they're going to be able to now get a job and contribute to the economy and support their families and support themselves. So I think it's money well spent.
In addition to the benefits to individuals battling substance abuse, State Budget Director Mary Lassiter added, it's an investment which should save taxpayer dollars.
We should have fewer individuals presenting themselves for those treatments, for treatment associated with medical conditions resulting from the substance abuse, if we treat the substance abuse itself.
This is one of just a few areas where the governor wants to increase state spending. Other state agencies face spending cuts of about 8%. So, Budget Committee Chair Bob Leeper admits each budget item which calls for additional funding must be closely scrutinized.
It's going to be one of those issues that we have to kind of look at that based on the cuts and those areas that are being cut. It's pretty significant.
Budget subcommittees in the Kentucky House are currently reviewing the governor's spending proposal, so a final vote on funding for substance abuse treatment programs is still weeks away. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.